Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Take Leap Tech Talks. I'm joined with Rahul. Hey, Rahul.
Hi, Aditya. How are you?
Doing good, man. It's been a while.
Yep. A long while.
Well, it's a good thing. We've been super busy as well. Things have been picking up. A lot of technology, a lot of experiences. You know, people are now slowly getting back into the groove post the pandemic.
Yep. We are slowly getting back to normal. So very excited.
Yeah, summer's in. Welcome back to summer.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that though.
Yeah, it's getting worse by the years, isn't it? Cool. So today is an interesting topic. We're talking about experience centers, and we're focusing more on the elements of the user journey at the end of the day. Take Leap, we have actually deployed quite a lot of experience centers over the years for multiple purposes and with different clients with different expectations or what they're actually trying to achieve at the end of the day. And we build these experience centers around those requirements. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yep. See, when I think about experience centers, what comes to my mind is, you know, the different kinds of technology that goes into this, but these experience centers. So when a user, for example, visits a client's office and they get to see this experience center, or basically they experience this experience center, I think it's a very good way for the client to showcase to the users their products or their services in a very, very impressive manner. And that's what excites me the most. And when we get to work on these experience centers, you know, we get to be very creative with the technologies, with the content. And I think that is one of the main factors that, you know, we think about when we create or design experience centers.
Yeah, and I also feel there are a lot of elements that come into play, because generally experience centers is like, you know, it hosts a lot of technologies, right? Like we've deployed experience centers that have everything from, you know, projection mapping all the way down to virtual reality, augmented reality, simple touchscreen experiences, robotics based experiences. And I think this is where it gets a lot more interesting, where we have all these experiences. And at the end of the day, it's not like we're showcasing every single client's vision or their products and services just in different manners. We actually end up creating what we like to call as a user journey experience. So just as an example, so if we're doing a real estate based experience center, we're not exactly saying, okay, you know what, we're going to showcase this building in AR, in VR, in projection, as well as a touchscreen experience. It's not exactly the same information that's just being displayed in all those things. Because then what happens is you kind of get very stale. Mm-hmm. It becomes boring at the end of the day. There's nothing new, there's nothing refreshing. So one of the things that we do take into consideration is the user experience. So we ask our clients, for example, what exactly do you want to showcase to your end users? And what sort of an experience would they want to go through? So we try to put ourselves in our clients' shoes. And we try to see, okay, so once I enter this real estate experience center, what am I supposed to see first? You know, and then we break down a lot of elements. Nowadays, especially in Dubai, people are trying to go for the whole humanless experience, where the user are the only, you know, sentient beings in the experience center, and they're actually just doing the entire experience on their own without having someone just constantly tailing them and telling them, oh, this is that. So they get to experience everything just for themselves. And this is also where the technology comes into play. So we have things like face detection, proximity sensors, all those things where if you approach an experience, it just goes, hey, there's someone in front of me, time to, like, you know, wake up from my idle state or my idle animation state and then start talking about experiences. We do things sometimes like with voiceovers or just simple touchscreens, which tells you that, okay, so you're interested in buying this sort of property, or this is your budget, or you're just looking around. So the experiences themselves sort of adjust to that user's requirements. And what we also end up doing is we segregate certain elements as well. So for instance, in real estate, we basically might have like an introduction experience the moment the user walks in, talks all about what this real estate company has done over the years. Why is it a very good thing? It's a welcoming experience. And it also probably has a very high wow factor, because that's the thing that'll encourage them to go further down the experience center. And then you also have those elements where the centers themselves or the experiences themselves can pull out data from the user itself. Like, for instance, if I go in and I say, yeah, I'm interested in a new three-bedroom apartment, it can ask me for my credentials in the sense, you know, how old are you? You know, are you a guy or a girl? Are you married or single? If you don't mind, share your income range and everything like that. So this becomes a data bank for the real estate company as well. Without being too intrusive, it's not like they're shoving down a sheet of paper down towards the user and saying, oh, fill this up and fill it up right now and give it to me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel too intrusive. It feels like it's a part of the entire technology itself. Yeah. And a little bit more welcoming, if you agree with me on that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what I feel is it's a very good way to collect information like this, because from my experience, I just feel that when I'm exposed to such technology, I think it's just, part of interacting with that technology where I give my details. I mean, you know, I wouldn't think too much before, I would provide this information. But otherwise, if I get an email or get a form or like something like that to fill in my details, I might not do it.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm excited to experience that technology that I might, just enter my details and, just try to get it over with so that I can just have fun with the interaction and experience more.
Exactly. And the best part about these things is they come really quick and they go off really quick as well. It's not like they stay for a long time or the user has to look for a next button or any of those sort of things. And then at the same time, it also focuses on the use case of that user. So if I'm in front of an experience and I'm clicking particular points, all right, again, using real estate as an example, if I'm selecting certain buildings or locations and certain types of apartments or complexes or anything like that, the application actually understands that. And it's sort of like a built-in AI in a sense, where it can understand that, okay, so when it draws up a chart again for the client, they'll know exactly what are the demographics, what are they generally interested in. And this is valuable information, especially for industries like the real estate, where, something as important as what sort of a complex or an apartment building type should I build? Where should it be located? Who is my target audience? Who are actually interested in purchasing this? So it ends up becoming a huge beneficial aspect for the client, but at the same time, it's a fun experience for the users as well. And again, so something like in real estate, it's not like everyone goes every year to a real estate company and they try to buy an apartment or a villa or anything like that. This is a very once in a lifetime sort of a thing. Some people have the opportunity to do it once in their lifetime. Some people might do it twice, but it's not like every year we're like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, let's go buy an apartment. It would be amazing, but unfortunately, that's not what generally everyone does. So if this is a once in a lifetime experience, you want to make this the best once in a lifetime experience, something that leaves you walk out and that becomes the topic of discussion. You're like, oh my God, you guys have to check out that experience. And if you are planning to buy, you need to go there. Literally, it's amazing, And I think that is the biggest value that you get at the end of the day, especially for our clients, So, okay. So we spoke about real estate, and let's talk about other experience centers that fit other industries as well. One of the other ones that we've recently done was for fire safety, first aid, healthcare, health and safety, basically, mm-hmm. where here you're actually creating an experience center more inwards towards the company itself, to their employees and their associates, where, people try to learn or understand these important aspects, including things like HR induction and everything. So all of these things become automated. All of these things can be graded. You can actually find out whether you're actually following the company protocol or not, or, something as simple as, do you know how to use a fire extinguisher, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. One of the key factors when it comes to experience centers, which are focused more for the company's own employees is that, you know, it's like a matter of, you know, like a matter of pride for the employees that, oh my God, you know, my company has an experience center like this. We can all go, we can learn a lot. And I think that's something that creates that sense of happiness or excitement or joy being in that particular company. And it'd be really cool, you know, they may go tell their friends, tell their families about it. And I think that additionally creates that particular brand factor when it comes to such experience centers, which are focused towards employees. And my one experience with this particular experience center is that after a lot of employees had tried this out, they actually, you know, gave feedback to us saying that, oh my God, you know, this is something very new, something that they've never seen before. And this has become literally like the talk of the town in that company, you know, that when we did this experience center. So that gives a lot of positive impact, not just for our client, but even for us, just to know that, you know, our work has such an impact on them.
I agree. And there's also, like, at least in Dubai or in the UAE, there's a lot of, it's picking up. There's a lot of people who are really focusing on experience centers, because at the end of the day, again, stressing on the main aspect, it's the user journey, right? What is the take home aspect? And a lot of times technology is a forefront. It's a driving factor to all of these experiences, just for the fact that, you know, it leaves an everlasting impression, you know? When you try something like, you know, something just as simple as a touchscreen application where I press something and then I just see this animation that happens all around me, to something a little bit more technical, like, you know, a robotic arm moving a screen towards you to showcase a particular thing, projection mapping, where you actually have projectors that are, you know, showcasing certain type of animations on 3D based objects, which literally showcases these the content like jumping out towards you. Holograms, you know, very science fiction-y, very, you know, gives you this whole thing that you're in the future or anything like that. But that gives you that aspect that, wow, this is amazing, right? And the content and everything is just so beautifully choreographed along with all these elements. It just gives you that, like, the retention value goes up. You know, people actually know why they're there. And this definitely beats the traditional way of, you know, having someone just talk to you about it or just hand you a pamphlet or a brochure or just watch a video that's displayed on a TV. There's no personal element over there. There's no immersive thing. Like, the users are not interacting. They're just, you know, they're like a sponge trying to absorb as much as they can. And in today's day and age, that becomes a challenge. No one really just goes in and, you know, picks up a few pamphlets and like, yes, I am literally going to go home, spend an hour and go through each of these. And 99% of the time, they just toss it off, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this is where the value comes in as well.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the main reasons why this value comes in is because these kind of technologies are still not, you know, adopted almost everywhere in the world. It is still growing. So when a lot of users who have not interacted or experienced such technologies, they come into these experience centers, they see all these tangible tables, interactive projections, robotic arms with interactive, you know, software. I think that aspect of it being, you know, experiencing it for the first time, along with, you know, the content and the animations and everything, I think that factor, you know, seeing it for the first time adds to that retention value. So when they go back, they connect what they have seen to that particular experience. And whenever they have to think about it, I think that image pops out, you know, compared to seeing different pamphlets. I don't think people are going to remember much if they're just going to read something like that.
I know I don't. So, yeah. But yeah, and there are a lot of advantages also that come along with these experience centers, because although most of the experiences are like a permanent installation, so they kind of stay where they are, there are a few of them that can be taken out. So what a lot of these companies end up doing is they take these portable experiences and then they take it out for conventions or any of those things. Like, for example, take Gitex that happens every year in Dubai, right, at World Trade Center. A lot of our clients who actually have these experience centers, they have one or two quote-unquote portable experiences, which they're like, you know what? we'll take this experience and keep it over there, which is more like kind of like a segue for users to actually see that and then get directed to the experience center itself. We also have companion applications that bring people towards experience centers. One of the best ones would be like an augmented reality walkthrough experience. So that's kind of like, you know, you open up the application on your phone, it uses the camera and it kind of simulates what the experience center looks like. And it's a one-to-one ratio scale. So when I take a step in the real world, I'm actually taking a step in the digital world, right? Mm-hmm. So I can actually see the experience center as well from that aspect. So that becomes an invite for people to actually come and take a look at these centers. But there are a lot of reasons why people do it. One of the most important ones is the return on investment. That is probably one of the most important things that a lot of companies hope for when they develop these experience centers. Just for the fact that these experiences are so immersive, so detailed, and so memorable, it increases the, it literally gives you like a high, you know, you're like in a very good state of mind. You would be willing to invest, especially when it comes to things like real estate. You will feel, you know what, these guys have put so much of effort and have really crafted this entire, you know, kind of like a different world at the end of the day when you step inside them. You actually feel, you know, good about investing in those sort of things. Return on investment definitely is an important aspect. Another one which I've noticed was, it's going to sound kind of cocky, but it's to show off. You know, sometimes people like to flex, you know. So I've seen a lot of other industries where people are just like, you know what, I want to showcase all my products and services. I want to showcase that we are the best of the best, you know. And they want to be one step ahead or different from every other experience center. Not experience center, any other competition. So this could go in for banking. This can go in for actual retail outlets or anything like that, where they're showcasing the products and services, but they're showcasing it in a way, in an unorthodox way. And people are not used to that. And when they walk in, they're like, oh, wow, this does not feel like a normal bank, or are you sure we're in 2021, not in 2050 or something like that? Because it's just literally over the top. And at the end of the day, it's not convincing people to, you know, buy products or anything like that. It's just showing the company's doing so well. And, you know, they're flexing. They're saying, yeah, we're better than everyone else. And that invariably goes back to a return on investment, because people think, okay, so if you can afford this, if you can have this sort of experience for me, then you guys are really doing well. I should probably invest in you in the process. So it kind of all sort of goes down in the same melting pot at the end of the day.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. See, at the end of the day, it's just about return on investment. Because I also have like maybe 2 points to talk about here. The first thing is, it is to show off that the return of investment is there. The next aspect is that I feel once the experience center is there, you know, all the hardware, everything is installed, if let's say 6 months later or a year later they have a different kind of product or different kind of service, it's very easy for us to just update the system with the new products and services, because that's very easy to do compared to, you know, like printing other stuff or whatever it is. It's we can just go ahead and update the systems, and then, you know, it's like a whole new experience altogether.
Yeah, so it's more software related than hardware. So we make these things extremely modular, because a lot of times things change, definitely change over time, right? So what you're trying to showcase, the products and services you're showcasing today might be outdated within a year, or there might be a newer one that comes in. Mm-hmm. Like take the field of medicine, for instance, right? Like there's always a change, there's always progression. So over there, if you're creating an experience center, you want something that they can constantly update. So at the end of the day, it's like every time you come in, it's something new. Mm-hmm. And this also relates to the type of audience or the type of users you have, because you will have some experience centers where you'll have continuous amount of people coming back in on a regular basis, you know, whether if it's something like internal, like what we the experience centers that have HR induction, fire safety and health training and everything like that, where you have constantly a swing of users coming in on a regular basis, all the way down to training centers, which improve people or actually certifies people. You know, we're looking into a lot of new possibilities, especially under virtual reality, creating experience centers that actually train people focusing on soft skills, you know, things that can immediately pick up and, you know, boost their confidence before they actually get into the real world and actually emulate what they have learned.
Mm-hmm.
So we create those environments for them. And sometimes the experience center is built around those core concepts. And all of those things come down to the point where we try to make it as modular as possible. So it's not frozen in time, you know. You will never go back and say, like, 5 years from now, the technology won't feel like a 2021 technology. It'll feel like a 2026.
True. Yeah. And another thing that comes to my mind is why companies have these experience centers is also, you know, it's like a bonus feature for the experience center is that they can improve their outreach. And by outreach, what I mean is it's not just they are targeting people who they want to sell their products or services to, but it could be, you know, school students or college students who can also come experience these technologies, learn more. And for example, for this fire safety or first aid training that we did, so the company is not just holding it just for their employees. They are also bringing in some students, allowing them also to experience this and learn more about fire safety and first aid and all that. So I think this allows them to increase that outreach, which again, I think connects back into their brand value or their brand image, which ultimately, I guess, you know,
it goes back to return on investment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is about the money these days. No, but you're right. And it's a very interesting thing. And to be honest, when I was in high school and stuff, I would wish I would have these sort of experiences, you know, because this also helps in shaping my or children's or students', you know, future outcome. Like, they would actually see these sort of things, and this influences them to say, you know what, I want to join this company, or I want to get into this particular industry because of this, you know. So this adds that additional, you know, value that you're like, wow, I mean, and that's amazing, you know. And this is also in a way good for the company and good for the industry. At the end of the day, you actually can sway students into doing something that is a lot more productive, something that builds on that industry, which is amazing.
Yeah, very true. I mean, especially these days, you know, students are so confused in life that they don't know what to do. But I think an experience like this, you know, something that they've never seen before, can actually that spark that, you know, or ignite that spark and probably inspire them to pursue a career, maybe towards that company or probably, you know,
towards the industry. Yeah. And definitely it will leave an everlasting impression. You know, you don't see these things on a regular basis, at least not yet. Maybe once, maybe in the future, in the next 10 years, maybe everyone will have an experience center, and then we'd probably have to think of something else.
Yeah. And you know, with these experience centers, when the users come in, they take a lot of pictures, videos, it goes on social media. And I think that creates an additional buzz, you know, the additional factor of publicity.
Yeah, we call that free marketing, you know. Yeah. Everyone just posts on social media, you know. Yeah. All hail social media.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's a good, I think that's a good understanding on experience centers. I think we can leave it here for today. What we can do on our next podcast, let's bring in a few of our project managers who have actually handled these experience centers and get into the nitty-gritties, you know, what exactly are the difficulties, what are the challenges, because not only do we do or focus just on the technology per se, we also look at the fabrication, the fit out, the construction. So everything becomes one. You don't just have a random room with technology literally sticking out and it's shoved down the user's throat. It's elegant, you know, it's got a very nice unison.
Yeah, the technology is part of, you know, the construction or everything. So everything is blended with the entire atmosphere. So it's
very, like, very James Bondy, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So thanks, Rahul. That was fun. And
yeah,
good to be back again. Try to enjoy the summer, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you guys in the next podcast.
Yeah.
Cheers. Okay.